Racing tomorrow is going to be at Musselbrook Racecourse. I'll start that again. Racing tomorrow is going to be at Musselbrook Racecourse. Joining us is the general manager, as always, Trevor Taylor, for some tips. How you doing, mate?
Very well, Andrew, and yourself. Good to see the sun in the last couple of days.
Absolutely, mate. A long week for you, of course, but you love having a race meeting on a Sunday, don't you?
Oh, I think it's brilliant for the community, and, you know, for anybody that's got nothing to do on a Sunday, come out and enjoy racing. And we've got also live entertainment, we've got live music, and we also, you know, hopefully got some very good racing that's going to take place.
Seven races on the card tomorrow. Of course, the main one is the Hunter River Stayers Cup. That's race five. We'll talk about that shortly. First of all, you've got a tip for us. Race five tomorrow, jumping at 5 minutes after two, the Portland Sky at Widden Stud Maiden.
Yes, I'm going to go for number three. Kim wants to get ahead. It's a three-year-old filly. It's got a very good jockey, Aaron Pollock, in, and Chris Lee's the trainer. It won its trial on the 26th of April in Beaumont, over 940 metres. And then it finished 6 of 12 on the 9th of May, and that was in Paris, over 14.12 metres in heavy going, and was just 2.3 lengths of the winner. So I think that run would have brought it on in Paris, and this is over 1,500. So that's my bet, is number three. Kim wants to get ahead,
coming out of the number nine alley. Now, Trevor, there has been a little bit of rain about around the weekend. What are we expecting underfoot for Sunday?
Well, you know, we're looking at it's going to be a little bit soft. We've got the rail 5 metres out from the 1,000 metres to the 300 metres. And then we've put a cutaway in place at around about the 300-metre mark. And that's to give the horses a good run. So though they're going to be a little bit soft, I still think, you know, we'll get our racing through. The course has got a very thick cuckoo base on it, and it's held up very well over the racing period.
All right. Now, the big race tomorrow is race five at 20 past three, TAB Hunter River Stayers Cup. Who's your tip?
Well, I'm going to go for number four, Apparel Sprint. It's a five-year-old mare. It's carrying 57.5 kgs. It's got Blake Spriggs in the saddle, and it's trained by Matthew Smith. This horse finished second of seven runners at Nowra, over 2,200 in heavy conditions, and it was only 2 lengths of the winner. I think they would have brought it on, and I think it's now ready to win.
Mate, is 2,300, is that the longest race for Musselbrook Race Club each year?
Yes, this is a distance race, and yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, getting those real, what I could say, distance horses out there. It's like our Melbourne Cup.
I very much so. And look, Aussies love a long distance race. So 2,300 metres, that'll be a good one. Keep an eye on number four coming out of the number five gate. That's Apparel Sprint in tomorrow's Hunter River Stayers Cup. And your final tip for the afternoon is in race six, the Cheryl Perkins Memorial.
Yes, this is a benchmark 66, and it's over 1,280 metres. I'm going to go for number three, Angelica. It's a three-year-old filly. It's carrying 61 kgs. It's got a very good race figure of 70. It has had 3 wins. It only raced the last time on the 4th of January, so it's fresh, but it did trial very well on the 27th of the 4th. And I think this horse has won over 1,350 at Newcastle. It's trained by Paul Massaro, so I've got a good feeling that this horse should be right up there. And because it's coming back fresh, usually a lot of horses race very well after they've had a bit of a break.
Yeah, probably some juicy odds too. Big break there, but before that break, 3 wins on the trot. So that's a pretty decent form for Angelica, number three in race six tomorrow, the Cheryl Perkins Memorial. Tomorrow, what time do the gates open? What else is happening down at the racecourse for anybody that wants to pop on down?
We open the gates at 11:30 a.m. We've got a musician, Kevin O'Hara, that's going to be singing in our gardens and creating some live music for those racegoers that just really want to have some entertainment. And for those that want to flutter on the horses, we've got some good racing, and we've got very good quality food. We've got a new caterer in, and we're getting very positive comments on the good food. So come down and have a lovely, enjoyable day on Sunday.
Absolutely. Get yourself to Musselbrook Racecourse, of course, Skeletar Park, for the Hunter River Stayers Cup tomorrow. Trevor Taylor, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure, Andrew, and keep up all the good work with your listeners, and hopefully we'll see you at the racecourse.